1954, May 17th, the U.S. Supreme Court rules unanimously in Brown v. Board of Education that state laws mandating segregated public schools are unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment, declaring that segregated schools are inherently unequal. 1955.
May 22nd, the Little Rock School Board and Superintendent Blossom issue a plan for gradual integration to begin in 1957.
1956.
January 28th, Governor Faubus reports that 85% of all the people in Arkansas oppose school desegregation in a survey he commissioned.
May 9th, Little Rock opens the new Horace Mann High School as a segregated facility for black students.
1957, February 26th, Faubus signs into law four segregation bills passed by Arkansas legislator.
April 30th, the pro-segregation Capital Citizens Council of Little Rock appeals to Faubus in a letter to order the two races to attend their own schools.
July 23rd, the Little Rock School Board reveals that Central High will be the system's only school with black enrollment. All 700 students at the new Hall High will be white.
August 23rd, just after midnight, a rock is thrown through the window at the home of Daisy Bates and her husband. A note tied to the rock said, "Stone this time, dynamite next."
August 25th, a cross 8 feet high is burned on the lawn of L.C. and Daisy Bates. A sign near the cross bears a white-lettered message, "Go back to Africa, KKK."
September 1st, the Little Rock School Board issues for cooperation understanding.
September 2nd. Faubus orders Arkansas Guard troops take over at Central High. Negroes told, wait.
September 3rd, federal judge orders start of integration today.